This is a daily update for Tuesday, September 19, 2017. President Donald Trump addresses the General Assembly at the UN. He talked about Kim Jong-un calling him Rocket Man and said that Rocket Man is on a suicide mission. He wants North Korea to be reined in by China and Russia. But basically, it's a you attack me, I'll attack you attitude between North Korea and the United States. He gets applause from the chamber saying that we cannot abide by an agreement with Iran if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program. So he attacks socialism, saying it doesn't work, obviously. And you can point at Venezuela and places like that where things have completely fallen apart because of socialism. And basically, he gave a great speech. Nobody can knock him for that, right? What needs to happen with North Korea is that you need to get control of the situation where the guy's not going to be able to destroy other people. And it's not about having a nuclear program or having nuclear weapons and who has the right to have it, who doesn't have the right to have it. Basically, this guy is sitting there threatening everybody like Iran does. Iran threatens people all the time. And then yet they're allowed to operate and do their things, but we don't want them to have a nuke either, which is why this nuke deal went in place, but it's not a good deal. So they just need to fix the entire thing. But at least these guys are paying attention to who's causing the problems. And I think that you got to think about who's going to solve those problems. Anyway, Hurricane Maria slams into Puerto Rico as a Category 5 hurricane. They're battling it out right now. Puerto Rico rationed out items before the storm, which is smart to do, telling people to stay put. They are better suited to handle this type of an emergency. So hopefully afterwards, we can get them back on track with federal money and then help their economy, get some tourism going on there and all that. But I pray for all the people in the path of this storm because it's still a really large storm and it is tracking towards Florida. So a 7.1 magnitude earthquake hits an area outside of Mexico City, toppling buildings. Thousands of people in the streets, hundreds of people are dead. There's gas leaks, the whole bit. Buildings have fallen apart completely in some cases, half in other cases. Also, a 3.4 earthquake hit the LA area late last night. We were just talking about that yesterday on the show about the flashes of light off the coast of California. And I said that in a lot of those cases, those flashes of light mean that there's going to be an earthquake, and I've seen that around the world in places like Chile and New Zealand. So I pray for all the people in Mexico who's got to deal with that 7.1. That's a huge, huge earthquake, and the buildings they have there aren't suited to handle earthquakes that size. So very sad for those people. So Donald Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was wiretapped by the Obama administration. Let's rewind a bit. When Obama said there was no wiretap, when all these other people, James Comey said there was no wiretap, James Clapper, no wiretap, turns out they were wiretapped by a secret court ruling. So they wiretapped this guy Manafort in his conversations with Donald Trump before and after the election. And then if that's not alarming to people out there, I don't know what is. And they're saying it's Russian collusion, Russian collusion. Hillary Clinton was the one who came up with the Russia thing after her emails had been exposed, screwing Bernie Sanders into the ground. And they said it was the Russians did it. You know, so really, it all comes from that source. All of it. And then I think that people need to investigate Hillary Clinton and everyone around her, everybody in the DNC who was part of that, and people need to be held accountable. You can't just live your life and let people commit these crimes in that magnitude and let it go. So let's hold people accountable. Let's hold our heads high. But there it is. Donald Trump was right about it. No matter what you think about him, you could think that he's a prize pig. It doesn't matter. He was right in the fact that they were being wiretapped. There it is. It kind of puts him in a different light, doesn't it? Anyway, a study says that climate change is not as threatening to the planet as previously thought. So now they're being reined in by the Trump administration, by other people who want the real numbers on climate change. These scientists can't lie anymore. They can't say, oh yeah, it's climate change. Give us millions of dollars so we could do research. So these same scientists, these same British scientists, say that they got their modeling wrong. And then their 10-year model of doom and gloom is out the window. It's more like 100 years. And they said, well, if the temperature goes up a 1 degree or 1.5 degree, you know, we have to work for cleaner air and all that stuff. Yeah, and I'm a believer in that, man. I'm all with clean air, clean water, clean clean land. Ralph Nader, man, I was a junior Nader Raider. Ralph Nader all the way. And he's the one who was responsible for all those acts. Not even a politician. You know, a person that cared. And that's all it really takes, right? So all these people lied about climate change all these years. Governments took it and ran with it. The Pope took it and ran with it. And now here's all this information. So I'm wondering what they, the same people, are going to say about this information that these scientists got the modeling wrong. I wonder what they're going to say. Are they going to say that the jig is up, we have to admit the truth? Are they going to go with this report? Or are they just going to say, hey, this report's bunk, and then we're going to go with the same narrative that they've been pushing? Because for them, it's about cash in their pockets. Keep that in mind. So today is Get Ready Day. You know what? It means get ready for anything. You got a race to run, you got to get ready. A hurricane coming, you got to get ready. Anything can happen at any time, and it's important to be ready. Chance favors the prepared mind. So if you're prepared for something and something happens, you are more apt to get through that problem and then be successful than somebody else who is not prepared. So Get Ready Day means get ready. Today is Talk Like a Pirate Day. You can go out, all right, matey, give me some rum, you know? So it's Talk Like a Pirate Day. You can annoy your friends, neighbors, and workers by talking like a pirate all day long. So, talk like a pirate. It's butterscotch pudding day. I don't like anything with scotch. So, it's a day to get your butterscotch pudding on if you like butterscotch pudding. It's also National IT Professionals Day. They're the people who make the internet what it is, man. So, if the internet's frustrating you and your computer's frustrating you, those are the people that you blame, man. If you love it and you're happy with it, those are the people that you can thank, right? So, today's the day to think about those IT professionals. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, September 19th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN Talk Radio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.